Siska. A returning guest to the program from the 16th Congressional District here in Illinois, we welcome Congressman Don Manzullo. Congressman, good morning, sir. How are you
this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. I was wondering, Congressman, since the president has offered to go through the various health care proposals line by line, if you'll be taking him up on the invitation, heading over to the White House to spend, I would imagine, a few days there.
Oh, weeks.
Weeks.
Well, first of all, it's good to be on your show to have heralds of truth throughout the country, being able to beacon to the people of this country, rays of hope and inspiration. How is that for an opening statement?
Well, I like that.
Rhetorically, you must listen to this program.
Rhetorically, right? Quite strong.
Well, first of all, the president has invited me over to go over line by line. Plus, it depends upon which version you want. By the end of the day, there'll probably be three versions, each one that has over 1,000 pages. But one thing for sure is the House version now creates the 53 new federal bureaucracies. 33 entitlement programs are created or expanded. The word shall appears 1,683 times. Penalty is used 156 times. And tax is referred to 172 times. That's for starters.
It's just incredible when you see, you try reading through it, and it would take an army of lawyers to understand what's going on there. But one thing we do know, Congressman, is it appears as though a government option, a government actually getting into the healthcare business in a way that's much more broad than it is now, is a part of all of these Democrat bills.
Absolutely. The so-called Blue Dog Democrats met yesterday and said that they had come out with a proposal that would make government option a true option as opposed to mandatory. The problem is this, is that the debate going on now is to actually tax health benefits, to raise the taxes necessary to include more people in the roles of the insured. And when you tax private health benefits, an article in today's Washington Post says clearly that the benefits, that the tax would fall upon upper-income professionals, union members, people living in areas where high health care costs or where health care costs are high, and employees in small businesses with a high share of workers who are older or sicker. Well, if you tax private health care benefits, what's that going to do? That's going to push you into the so-called option where you don't have to pay tax on the government option.
And what it ends up being is a backdoor way to have a universal single-payer government health care.
Well, call it what you want, but the people that have been calling our office in huge numbers, they're concerned about reducing health care quality, increasing costs, limiting their choice of doctors, and increasing the federal deficit. That's why it is extremely important for people to call the members of Congress and their senators and tell them that we don't want this this new type of Obama health care that's really going to hurt the quality of the health care in America, raise taxes, and it's questionable as to how many of the 42 or 45 million people will actually be insured. The figure I saw was that of that group, it would add only additional 12 or 17 million to the rolls of the insured.
See, Congressman, I'm sorry to interrupt, Congressman, but, you know, I think what the Republicans have to do here, and you've touched on a lot of it, we don't want more bureaucracy. We certainly don't want to be taxed at a higher rate. But a lot of the argument that has been framed up over the past few weeks from the Republicans is like, hey, we have to protect our private insurance, which in general is a good idea. But, you know, when you say, look, the Dems are coming for our guns, our kids, our cars, our homes, that resonates. When you say, hey, we have to protect our private insurance companies, nobody really cares about our private insurance companies. We just want options, right? So what we need from the Republicans is some sort of option so that, yeah, we can keep our private insurance, but then we need a fallback position. We need portability, and we need to have pre-existing conditions taken care of.
Actually, the Republicans have had that plan on the table for years. In fact, three different times in the Republican House, we passed association health plans. These permit small businesses to form together to form larger purchasing pools, so they can afford affordable health, so they can offer affordable health coverage, and not worry about pre-existing disease. The Senate refused to take up that bill. In fact, they took it up one time, and it failed by two votes because the Democrats all voted against it. They don't want it. The Republicans also passed health savings accounts in the Senate that actually did pass, or in the House that passed the Senate. The House passed on two or three different occasions medical liability reform. to bring down the cost of insurance for physicians. The Senate fought that down, never took it up because the Democrats have always fought it. We've been in favor of tax credits for people instead of paying income tax, they could actually buy health insurance. So we've had tax a bill out there that I've championed so that mom and pop who run the business can pay for their health insurance with pre-tax dollars as opposed to after-tax dollars.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
If they were in a corporation, that means that health insurance for mom and pop organizations would be decreased by at least 15.6%.
Congressman,
let me just through these simple options.
You have great ideas, you know. And now we're talking with Congressman Don Manzullo this morning here on AM 560. There's some great ideas that the Republicans have to offer. Do you think now that the blue dogs on the Democratic side have pushed back on the far left and Obamacare in general, do you think it gives you a little bit more weight, a little bit more juice in this argument?
I don't know, but what we've heard is that now the liberals are in the Democratic Party are really upset because they don't like what the blue dogs did. What we see is going to happen is the House Energy and Commerce Committee today will mark up the bill according to what the blue dogs want, and then just before they bring it to the floor in September, they'll switch it, have another massive amendment or a new markup or a new bill that'll satisfy the liberals, then come in with a vote on that.
Maybe the Republicans need to stand by. I know the Republican Study Committee came up with a plan, $700 billion plan. You know, rally around one Republican plan and stand united and let the Democrats sit there and fight amongst liberals and conservatives.
Well, that's actually what we've done. The problem is it's very difficult, as you know, in the national media for the Republicans to say, hey, we've got a plan. You know, please take a look at our plan. You won't see that. The Republican plan printed in too much print media, and were it not for shows like yours, we could never get our message out.
Here's what I would do. I make your plan a maximum of 10 pages, and then America will read it.
Distill it down.
Yeah, get her down to bullet points, and all of America will love to read it.
Well, there actually are. If you go online to the House Republican Conference, or to Roy Blunt, and take a look at his website, he's got it down to 4 pages. I mean, these are the basic outlines of the Republican plan, which incorporate free market ideas, don't push people into insurance plans they don't want, and if adopted, will get rid of people being denied insurance because of pre-existing diseases. We can do all of those things without a massive government-run system where the government stands between a person and his physician.
Well, if you're not getting much help with the media in getting that message out there, you're going to have an opportunity now as you take a break and come back to the district, you and every other congressman, to take it to the people and say, listen, you're not hearing about this, but this is our option, and it doesn't involve the government turning all health care into Medicare.
Well, I appreciate that. But what's interesting about the Blue Dogs, Mike Ross is the head of the Blue Dogs. These are the people that lean conservative in the Democratic Party. Part of his bargaining chip was to Ms. Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi. He said, these are the changes we want. He said, but also we want to give the people of this country 4 or 5 weeks over the August work period where we're all home working in our congressional district, the opportunity to have some input. He said, I'm not promising you that I'll vote for this bill.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in the end, I hope there is a bill that we could all support, and so do I, if it's drawn correctly. It doesn't result in all the horrible government takeovers of our private insurance and wiping out physician choice, et cetera. But he said, we need to hear from the people. This is an extraordinary opportunity for the American people to be heard, and that's exactly what the people of my congressional district are doing. It's exactly what the people of the state of Illinois need to do with regard to their members of Congress and their two senators.
Congressman Manzullo, when you come back for your recess, are you thinking about having any of those town hall meetings where you give them?
Oh, we've got all kinds of them set up.
Oh, well, look out.
Be careful.
What we call them is coffee with the congressman
to
make it a lot more conservative, not conservative, a lot more conversational.
Mm-hmm.
And people show up, and I'll talk for about 2 minutes, open it up, and people...
All right, you've seen the video of some of these town hall meetings getting a little out of hand, And are you ready for the questions about Barack Obama's birth certificate? Because inevitably they're going to come up, and there's some other ones. And I mean,
you're going to have to handle them.
You can deal with, you know, some people from your constituency who might be extremely upset about just, you know, certain issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that happens all the time. We get lots of phone calls. We have a lot of forums where people show up and people ask questions. What I like about our forum, Coffee with a Congressman, is we try to seat people in a circle so that everybody is part of the conversation, and then oftentimes somebody will raise an issue, and another constituent will answer the question, or they will get into, not an argument, that doesn't happen, but they'll get into good policy debate. That's the reason for my spending so much time with the constituents, because I really want to hear what they have to hear.
Now, if everyone's in a circle, then no one's behind you. I understand what that's like. That, you know, then you don't have to watch your back. That's very, very smart politics.
Well, unless there's a guy like Al Capone walking behind you with a baseball bat.
You guys are from Chicago. I'm from the country. You get your own language.
Hey,
you don't have to worry about it in Galena.
Congressman Mazzullo, just to be specific, because I was a part of a Congressman Kirk town hall meeting not long ago, right after the cap and trade vote. That got a little heated. You voted against cap and trade, just to be clear.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, you'll be fine.
And you're still solid in that? You're not going to be changing and flipping over to the pro cap and trade side?
Well, we call that, I'm going to tell you what we call it.
It's just the three of us here. Come on.
We call it blanket tax. And you can fill in your own word there, government futility, government failure, closure of factories, et cetera, whatever it was. I had the opportunity to talk with people in northern Africa and people from Morocco and Algeria and Tunisia. And what we're seeing there is the failure of the European system of cap and trade, where people right across the Straits of Gibraltar and the Mediterranean Sea open up factories in order to avoid the cap and trade in Europe.
Yeah.
And what you're going to see here is, if cap and trade goes through, you're going to see even more of an exodus of our factories to Mexico.
Yeah, it's going to be a disaster. Well, hopefully you can hold it off.
Congressman, thanks so much for your time. We always love having you on the program. You've got
a lot
of great ideas. Good luck getting them across
here.
Talk to
you later. Thank you.
Take
care.
Don Manzullo, Republican Congressman, McHenry County and the northwest part of the state of Illinois.
Good guy. I like that guy. He has a lot of good ideas. I just hope they resonate now that the Blue Dogs, and we're up to, by the way, 28 Blue Dog references just since 7 o'clock.
And how drunk are you with your Blue Dog drinking game?
I'm